Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. There is a World Cup final currently underway. It's the under-19 T20 Women's World Cup final between South Africa and India.
So much excitement, so much hope.
Yeah, it's India. Defending champions of the under-19 World Cup. They took victory last year and now face South Africa, who aren't doing as well as we need to be doing. In a deciding fixture, Gemma Buerta out on 16 or 14. Simone Lawrence didn't make it. Faced three balls.
Tough.
Out for duck. And then batters fell. Diarra scoring 3 runs. Karabo Miso, 10 of 26. At the crease at the moment, Mika van der Voorst and Faye Cowling on 9 and 4 respectively. South Africa earlier elected to bat first after winning the toss. The score there, 55 with a loss of 5 wickets after 15.1 overs. They're going to need to do a lot of work to pick up and a lot of bowling. Apparently the surface is not so lekker because
we have the runs. We have 54 runs. So India have to get it. That's the good news. The
bowlers need to come out when India comes out to bat. We'll keep a lookout on that fixture. Staying with cricket, Australia won the first test against Sri Lanka by an innings and 242 runs inside 4 days yesterday to hand the hosts their worst test cricket defeat. Now, Sri Lanka were all out for 247 in the second innings after being forced to follow on earlier in the day with another 4 wickets from Australian left-arm spinner Matthew taking his match total to 9. And then over to some football. Golden Arrows hope to break free from a 5-year winless streak against the defending champions Mamelodi Sundowns in the Betway Premiership when they meet at the Lucas Moripe Stadium. Bafana Bestende last tasted victory against the Brazilians in 2019 when Knox Mutizwa's brace along with Danisa Piri's strike secured a thrilling 3-2 win. That clash kicks off at 5:45 this evening. TS Galaxy and Cape Town City are also in action this afternoon. Staying with football, Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou hopes his injury worries will ease soon, with Brennan Johnson, James Maddison and Vicario all expected back in the coming weeks. Now, poor form has seen them slip to 16th in the Premier League. They're hoping for a first win in 8 matches at Brentford this afternoon. Postecoglou's been asked if he's confident they'll be at full strength.
Every time I've seen the light at the end of the tunnel, it's usually been an oncoming train. It's